لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله، لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم، ولكن حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم، وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمة، والله عليم حكيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, real piety is in the following of Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in obedience of Prophet of Allah. As Quran has said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. If we like to understand the criterion of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and piety before Allah, then we need to obey Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obeying Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the meaning that we need to follow in his leadership and all those who come as descendants of the Prophet. I mean Ahlul Bayt, A'imma alayhim as-salam. And in the absence of A'imma alayhim as-salam, the leadership of the time. And if we like to learn about ita'at of the Prophet, one of the verses of Quran that speaks about that is from Surah Hujurat, verse number 6, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That you need to know that among you is Allah's Messenger, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Messenger of Allah. لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر. If he follows you in most of the matters, لعنتم, then it will become difficult for you. Then matters will be certainly fall into the misfortune. وَلَكِنْ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. But that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who endeared the faith to you. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And he made iman beautiful in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصِيَانَ. And that is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he made hateful to you unbelief, wickedness, rebellion. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. that such people indeed are those who walk in the path of righteousness. فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ, that is grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنِعْمَ, that is blessing of Allah. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, and surely Allah is all-knower and He is wise. Looking at this verse, we can see in the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, you must know that Messenger of Allah is amongst you. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say, of course He was amongst the people at that time when those verses were being sent down. That means sometimes even if there is a person like Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is living amongst us, but we do not realize. So realization is other than just having information. Information is not important, but knowing, that means we realize with all our existence that there is Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is within ourselves, amongst you, fikum Rasulullah. His being with the people, that is really important. For Messenger of Allah and Ahlul Bayt salam, and also leader, is the one who is always within the people, lives with the people, and he must be approachable from all sorts of people of society. He should not be the person who has made blockage between himself and the people. He should be the person that always people can approach to the leader, and he should be living with the people, living within the people. That is one of the most important quality of Messenger. And if those same qualities, if we find in anybody else, then we can consider that as the person who is deputy of the Prophet, or who is taking the seat of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In any age, if we like to find a leader, what it means, when we like to know who is leader, sometimes we, you know, mix up in the qualities of the leadership. What is the most important quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning? That being with the people and having approach of people towards Him. As I've mentioned in the past, that our 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, when he reached to Khurasan, at that time the ruler of the time had requested him to stay in the palace, and Imam refused to stay in the palace, and he said that I would like to stay in Masjid, and I would like to make my home as Masjid, where people, they can reach to me. So he has to be personality that people, they can have reach to him, and they can take guidance from him. So that is quality of the leadership that is being said. So in existing time today, also if we like to apply this criterion, that is easy, that in all the issues, the one who is within the people, in all the issues, the one who guides the people towards the right path, that can be considered as Messenger, or the people, those who follow the path of Messenger, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within you. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ. So most of people, unfortunately, have sometimes wrong ideas that Prophet of Allah has to follow us. At the time of Prophet also, there were people, those who had wishes that if Prophet, peace be upon him, can follow them, what they say. So within the people there are groupings, there are wishes, there are desires, there are false types of the ideas, there are emotions sometimes. There can be certain types of the things that you can find that makes ideas of people. Ideas of people are not clear sometimes, and they cannot be purified. They can be based on various types of outside views, and these views can be found sometimes maybe, you know, because he is in the favor of somebody, so he is being influenced by somebody else. In another case, there can be a wish and desire of somebody that can be base of any idea. That is why in Islamic ideology and Quranic ideology, we have been asked that you are supposed to obey Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not wish that Prophet of Allah has to follow you, because if he follows you in most of the views and the matters, then definitely there will be misfortune for whole society. It will be turned around that he's not a leader. Leader are the people. So there can be two situations. Either leader himself is a leader and you make him leader, then you need to follow. You are supposed to follow in his views. Or you make people as a leader. So when people become leader, at that time, of course, you can understand what's going to be situation. Then wrongdoers are going to be on the surface. They are going to take the lead of that. And wrong ideas are going to be become precedents in the society. And principles are going to be wrong. And this is the misfortune that Quran is mentioning. So in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, there were people, those who wanted that Prophet has to follow them, whatever they say. So there are two different conditions. One is taking advices of people sometimes, or consulting with the people. That is what Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do in his life. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ That Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to take ideas from people, advices from people, listen to the people. But at the end, it is up to leadership that how he decides. We should leave the final decision to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not impose our decision upon Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it calls when we say a leader. So in today's world, if we apply to the same criterion and put a word on this verse as a deputy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as Allah has said at that time to the people, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And if today we say that وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ, that you have the one who is the leader of the time and the one who is the deputy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ, if you impose your ideas on him and ask him to follow you, then he's not a leader. لَعَنِتُمْ, then there will be misfortune for you. So that is what we should not expect, that our desires should be leading the society. We have to consult. We have to give our view. Alaykum as-salam. We have to give our view and then leave up to the leadership that how decisions are going to be made. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلَكِنْ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. One of the blessings of our life that Quran has mentioned, that iman becomes beloved. Faith becomes beautiful. Faith becomes endeared practice in our life. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْإِيمَانِ. If we feel sometimes that iman is the most beloved within ourselves, how we can judge? Can we judge ourselves? Is there any way that we can judge ourselves that iman and faith is beloved and endeared before us? Yes, we can. In hadith it is said that you need to think that if you love with the people, those who are faithful people, then you can understand that faith is beloved before you. And if you see that people, those who are disobedient, people, those who are sinner, you have hate about them, then also you can understand that faith is being installed in your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed your heart to have a complete, perfect form of the heart. But if it is opposite, that you have hatred with the believers or good doers, and you have love with the sinners and disobedient people, definitely that heart does not have faith, and faith has not been installed. So that is one of the best ways to judge ourselves. Think about ourselves. Think of our society. Sometimes youth need to see who are our society. We need to see who are our friends and foes, who we really like, who are the people, those who sit and stand with us, those who associate with us. If these are the people, they are faithful, then we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we find best of the friends, that is one of the great opportunity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has provided best tawfiq for somebody if he can find good friends. Friends, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if somebody has people, those who are surrounding him, there are people wrongdoer, then he needs to think and change his society, change his surrounding, that he can have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because friends, they really play a role in our life, and they can change our mentality, they can change our character. So, brothers and sisters, one of the things that is mentioned in this verse, وَلَكِنْ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. If we have hub and love of iman and faith in our hearts, then we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, how great blessing you have given, that I have love with the faith. And also, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He made this iman as beautiful for you. All good deeds have to be beautiful for us. Whenever we like to do any good deed at that time, it has to make me happy. It has to make me pleased. If there is a little hatred about good deeds or about faith, then we need to have a revival in our life and change ourselves, change our mentality, that faith has to become as muzayyan, beautiful in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us obedient to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can follow the path of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can obey the leader of the time. And may Allah make iman beloved before us. And may Allah make kufr, fusuq and isyan the most hated practices before us. And may Allah send His blessing and be graceful upon us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ghafir lana wa rahamna wa afina wa'fu anna fid dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the qualities of Imam of the age, Imam Zaman, that has been said in Ahadith and also in Dua Nudba, أين معز الأولياء ومدل الأعداء, that where is the one who honors أولياء and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means in the time of Imam of the age, all awliya and obedient people on the earth will be honored. There will be izzah for Islam. There will be izzah and honor for Iman. Ayna mu'izzul awliya. And second, it has been said, وَمُضِلُّ الْأَعْدَى, the one who will humiliate the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enemies of Allah will not have any room in this world. And faith is going to take precedence in this world. That is the world that we are waiting for. If in today's world we do not see, then we need to wish for that. We need to think for a time when this world becomes like a paradise. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He can hasten the reappearance of Imam, that this world can be filled with the justice. A beautiful time, that is the time when there will be a paradise on this earth, that we would see that infallible Imam is leading this world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten His reappearance and make us from His followers. As we are reaching to the final moment of Shawwal and the beginning of month of Zilqada, I pray, may Allah make best of the opening of the month Zilqada, which starts with the birth of a great personality, according to one of the narrations, the sister of our eighth Imam and the daughter of Hazrat Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salatu was salam. Hazrat Ma'asuma salamullah alayha, the one who has blessed the city of Qom, that today if we can see blessings in this city, that is because of this personality. This city is enlightened today, and it has become a city of knowledge, a personality where our great scholar and maraji become humble before her. And when they go with that humbleness. And today her shrine has become as a Kaaba for the hearts of mu'mineen. Not only mu'mineen, but for the hearts of our great scholars, that they take blessing of this personality. And she is in real sense as a ma'asuma. Although she's not in the list of ma'asumeen, but as she becomes the daughter of an infallible personality, she is called as ma'asuma, and she stayed ma'asuma in her life. My salam upon that personality who is mother of knowledgeable people and who has become as a center for our sciences and Islamic studies. And may Allah bless us through city of Qom and make this city as the center of the earth. And may Allah enlighten the world through the knowledge and the light of Ahlul Bayt through this city. پلیز سے صلوات فور حضرت معصومہ. Dear brothers and sisters, as I had mentioned in the past week, that there is a really unfortunate situation that some of the world so-called leaders are ready for a war, and they are beating the drums of the war. I would like to discuss some of the terminologies that are being used in recent days, in the past as well. And then let us analyze that those terminologies are true and right terminologies, or that are just to mislead the communities. One of the terms that is used in speeches sometimes, in interviews, in many news media, that is international community. It's what it means when we say international community. Sometime president, sometime prime minister of Britain, they use this international community wants that. International community wants to go for war. Let us think that one international community they made themselves, and that was decided by majority of the countries in the world, that is UNO. So that is their international community. So still, if that is something, if that is honored, and if that is followed, then we can say, yes, international community has decided. But which international community we are speaking about? If that is people of the world, they are speaking against that. They voiced against the war. So that cannot be international community. If international community is combination of three or four countries, then also it cannot be international community. Many other countries, they are opposing that. And if they are not in majority, then at least they are equal to what they call it as international community. So this term is just to mislead the people. It cannot be true terminology. But when international community is asking to stay and wait for the results that are going to be after investigation, definitely they have to abide by the rulings of international community. This term is only used to discredit, unfortunately, discredit international community, because they like to make some decisions and they already made the minds for something. That is why they would like to say to the people that this is something that international community is wanting, which is completely wrong. And our youth and children must be aware of that. Second term that is used in the past few years, unfortunately, that they want peace in the world. So you can see practically that what type of peace they would like to see in the world. So see peace in Afghanistan, right? So best of the standard, that they placed a peace in Afghanistan. Or there is a peace today in Iraq, right? So everybody can be witness of that peace. Or peace in Egypt, let us say that there is used, and I would like to discuss on that. That is really unfortunate that they started misleading communities and people. Use of chemical weapons. It seems that this is a incident that has happened very first time, and it never happened in the past. They did not do anything in the past, and now they are against usage of chemical weapons, and they say that this is completely against the international laws, and they have to go for war. So let us think. Now, one of the stories in the time of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it is said that when Walid had been drunk, and they brought him in the court, and he made this condition. He said that if somebody likes to punish me, it should be the person who has never been drunk. And then they started looking around. They could not find anybody. And they saw that there is only one personality who has never been involved in drinking, that is Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. So
So following the same criterion, if you like to punish somebody, then you have to think about your past. Did you use chemical weapon in the past? Did you support chemical weapon in the past any times? So let us think. History is there. So look at the history in the past, what it happens. U.S. had thrown 20 million gallons on Vietnam. 20 million gallons, that was chemical weapon that were used on Vietnam, and thousands of people were being killed in Vietnam. United States has supported Saddam, and a whole region was terrorized by throwing chemical weapons, and Kurdistan is witness of that, that thousands of people have been killed in Kurdistan, and U.S. never decided to go for war against Saddam. They continue supporting Saddam. They were hiding those facts, and even later on, after investigation, those weapons were being given by the Western countries. So that is another fact that you can find. And it is recent history. It's not very past history. It is recent history. Third, chemical weapons were being used by Israel. So phosphorus gas that was used to attack on Palestinian people. And U.S. continues saying that Israel is our ally. Israel is our best of friends. They never decided to go for war against Israel. So what happened with Syria? Why Syria has to be separated? Why it has not been treated as you treated Israel in the past, as you treated Iraq in the past, for example, or when you went for the war against Vietnam at that time, you killed thousands of people. So you were using all these chemical weapons. Either you are going to be blamed that you violated the international laws, and you have to go in the international court and stand in the international court and give answer for all those crimes that you have committed. Before you punish anybody, you have to be punished. So international community has to go against United States, against Western countries, those who were supporting Saddam, those who were killing people in Vietnam. So criterion must be same for everyone. It should not be criterion that because I have power, I can do whatever I like. I can call anybody as a criminal, and I would like to go for war. In yesterday's meeting, of course, the meeting that was meeting of G20, President Obama has tried to push the leaders of other countries that if they can support him to attack on Syria, but it is really fortunate that world leaders are trying to be wise as much as they can, and they were divided in this action. They did not support, and they could not achieve the support of international community. So if they could not achieve that, they should not use this terminology anymore, that international community wanted that. International community is not with the war. If we see religiously, majority of the religious leader, they have opposed the war. And the Catholic Pope has called that it's one-sided, futile war, and that does not have any reason and logic. He opposed the war, and he said that it's just one-sided war. Leader of the Muslim Ummah has clearly said that this war is unjust war, and he is standing against that, and he said that we will support Syria if that happens. And he also said the consequences for that, that consequences are going to be for the government of United States. When we look at the people, people of the world, they have denounced the war, and various places there were rallies against that. Even within United States, people are standing against that. And if you look at the town, there were town hall meetings in various places in Ohio. And according to today's news, there was a town hall meeting, and one of the congressmen, he has spoken in public, and he said that this war cannot be in the favor of United States, and government should not go for war against Syria. There is little unfortunate situation that I would really like to address, that even those people who are opposing in the West or in United States, they are not opposing that it's going to be suppression, and people of the world are going to be victim of that. When they do not like to support, they say it is not in the favor of America. This is really painful. This is painful. They don't consider it is going to be an atrocity for the world, but they are looking at their benefits. Even the Britain Parliament, when they wanted to vote at that time, they made that evident it's not in the benefit of Britain. So that is how they are selfish. They do not think outside of the box. They only think inside the box. That whatever it is in our benefit, then we have to do that. If there is something that it's not in our benefit, then we have to avoid from that. And that is something that is causing the problem in the world. That mentality of the people in these countries have to be changed. They should not think only about the benefits of their country, benefits of their people, but they have to be universal and open the box and think about the other people as well. That people of Syria, people of the region, they are going to be victim of that, and that must be our major concern. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give peace to this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us avoiding from any type of war. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the people of the world safe. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail the justice in this world. May Allah send the one who is the most justful personality in this world. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam-e-Zaman. Make us from the followers of Imam-e-Zaman, supporters of Imam-e-Zaman. Give us shahadat and martyrdom with Imam of the Age. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.